you doing?
Turned up right now, but it'd be all right. It's feeling a little better in the vehicle here. I had to go get some gas for the lawnmowers and stuff like that so I can get some of that work done here when I get back to the house.
The real work begins, I tell you. Yeah, I need to do that. I was going to wait until, a little later on when it cools off a little bit.
About that, but I'd already been out there working in the garden this morning, and I've got to looking at the clouds and thinking about that hurricane that came ashore and all of that. Sure as I wait till later this evening, it'll be raining, and then it'll really get ahead of me.
Well, I hope not. I can cut mine in, if I hurry, I can cut it in 45 minutes. So if I see a storm coming in, I'll get on it.
It's done. Hope it don't rain on you and that sort of thing. But like I said, I was already hot and sweaty, so I figured I'd... Well, I run out of gas, and one of the things I was using, so I had to stop what I was doing and go get some gas. I thought I had some out there in my building, but I forgot I want to... Before I put the lawnmower up, I always top the tank off so it'll be ready to go the next time. And I forgot I'd used all the gas when I topped my tank off. So, lo and behold, I was running another piece of equipment and I had to stop and go get some gas for it. So, you know how it is. You try to think ahead and sometimes it don't do you any good to try to do that even.
But, you know, just creates, it sounds like it created another problem for you. I had to go get some gas the other week, and I got a 5-gallon, what do you call it, can, but I usually just get about 4 gallons, and I get, pure gas. I don't get any ethanol, for my mowers or the weed eaters, so I don't have to worry about the carburetor getting clogged up.
That's probably a wise thing to do. I try to run that, regular leaded gas in the lawnmowers and the weed eaters and stuff, too. I tell you, the price of gas has gone up since I bought gas for the car here last week, and went and bought gas today, and gas prices have gone up about anywhere from 40 to 50 cents a gallon in less than a week. So I don't know. I imagine it'll continue to rise with that hurricane.
No, it's crazy. But that's what's doing it, and it probably will just keep going up, and then it'll take weeks for it to come back down.
And my wife Joy, I noticed the gas prices starting to rise, and I said, well, think about it for just a minute. School's starting back. People have got to take their kids to school, so they're going to be driving a little more. So there you go. The price of gas goes up. they can say what they want to. They can say that they don't do that. But if you watch the gas prices get close to a holiday or school starting or something of that nature or vacation time starting around, the gas prices seem to go up, and that just, well, supply and demand, I guess, is all you can say about it.
I'd like to demand cheap, lower gas prices. Oh, me. But I guess that's not going to help for me to have a fit. And, here I am driving this Mustang, and doesn't sip gas. I tell you, it really gulps it down. But it actually does pretty good, though.
KI4DOS Mobile. Well, I tell you, David, I drive a big block Chevrolet truck. It was a 7.2, and it don't sip gas either.
7.2. Let's see. I don't even know how many cubic inches that is.
454. You know, they don't make anymore. I told my wife, I said, I ain't gonna get rid of it because they don't make this engine anymore, and I'll just hang on to it as long as I can keep it running.
You can run it in the ground and have it rebuilt, have it bored out, and get a little bit more horsepower out of it.
Got, let me look here. It's got 317,000 on it. It's never been built or anything. I checked the compression on it. The compression's within 5 pounds on each cylinder. You know, it doesn't vary more than 5 pounds through all eight cylinders. It's about, normally it's about 3, I think, but that's still real good. Doesn't use any oil or anything like that, but I've maintained it. Gonna continue to maintain it as long as I've got it. And like I told somebody else, you know, if I went out and bought a new truck that got better fuel mileage, I'd have a car payment, a higher insurance premium, and I wouldn't have the engine that I've got. And I can buy a lot of gas with that kind of money.
A higher property tax on your vehicle too. Oh, man. Well, you could get you one of those new diesels. I tell you, those things are something else. Have you driven one of those?
Driven a diesel here lately. But I did notice that this, I can't remember the people that's doing it. They're coming out with a two-cycle diesel. It's a four-cylinder, but it's got 8 pistons. They're opposing each other, so it makes it two-cycle. And it's got like half the weight and puts out more horsepower. If they perfect that a little bit, I might think about getting one of those.
N4DJC. Talking about that two-cycle diesel, I know, you guys remember, David, back in the 70s, I guess, Suzuki had a little, it looks kind of like the little Suzuki Samurais that they made for a few years, but they had a little two-cycle 360cc motorcycle engine powered, they called it a mini brute, and it was like a little SUV type thing, but you put it in the back of a long bed pickup truck. I was just thinking about that. I said, I remember seeing one in a dealership somewhere years ago and thought, you know, that'd be kind of handy, but nowadays they probably spend more money on four wheelers than we'd on something like that, N4DJC.
Yeah, I remember those. My dad had a friend that he taught English at Greenville High School, and he had a Renault with a two-cycle engine, and this was back in the 60s.
I remember those as well. That was real nice little engine, but I don't know. The four-wheelers and stuff like that now have gotten so expensive, I don't believe I'm going to invest in one of those. I'll just hang into what I got, which is not much, but what I got's paid for, and it don't cost me nothing, don't eat nothing much, so we'll go that way. And gentlemen, I have arrived here at the house. I put the truck in its favorite parking spot, as Mr. Ray would say. I'm going to jump out of here and get my gas can and go back to work. Y'all have a great afternoon. Enjoyed it, and look forward to doing it again. N4DJC and KB4CBA, KI4DOS Mobile.
Good afternoon. Stay cool this afternoon. It's kind of scorching out there right now.
Hey, well, come on over and cut mine when you get through. Since you're already hot and sweaty, I mean, you might as well just, have a little continuity there. 70 degrees. And, Jerry, what are you doing?
I stay here fiddling around with one of my scanners, getting programmed, programming some more frequencies in it via the computer. And I heard you guys out there and thought I'd walk upstairs and jump in. I got my antenna and everything upstairs. I used to be in my daughter's bedroom. Now my grandkids use it when they come over. Thought I'd just say hello to you guys. And I really don't have anything going on. They've already been to the grocery store and Sam's. And that's about the gist of it today. I don't have anything. Got my gas cut yesterday, so I'm good to go for a while.
KB4CBA. Well, that sounds good. Yeah, I've got to cut mine. It can wait. I can do it tomorrow, but I think if... unless it just comes a shower here, I think I'm going to cut it this evening after supper.
Mine, I had mine cut yesterday. I should have mentioned that. I got a guy that cuts mine about every 10 days or 2 weeks, and he's so reasonable I can't hardly afford not to use him. I had a Cub Cadet mower for years, and my wife loves to cut the grass, and she destroyed the deck on it twice because our yard is fairly rough. I've only got about 6/10 of an acre, but it's so rough and hilly that it really wears on a mower. So I found a young fellow that very reliable to cut it for me, and that way I don't have to worry about it anymore. But she enjoyed cutting it. She'd probably still be cutting it if her didn't have trouble with the shoulders and that sort of thing. As you get older, that's the kind of thing you run into.
My backyard's got a hill, and it's a little tough back there, but we got a deck built back there, so it takes up a lot of that hill now, so it's not quite as bad as it used to be.
Old deck on the back of the house, it actually removed it when I put fresh vinyl on the back side of the house. The front of the house, the facade has got brick on it, and I got vinyl on the back side, and when I put in some new windows, I took the sliding glass door out. I was traveling a lot then. My wife wasn't real comfortable having that sliding glass door in the backyard like that, so the deck was one of these builder deals anyway, so it wasn't much to it. It was sitting on the bare ground instead of having any type of piers or anything like that. It was kind of a shoddy situation, and so we left it off. I'd like to have another one back there now, but it's getting a deck built these days, if you do it right, it's fairly expensive, but I had that, and so I took up some of the space. I had some trees back there, but when they cleared the lot off, they must have banged them up, because about every 2 or 3 years, one of them would die, so I wound up cutting about all my trees down in the backyard. But backyard's big. I mean, my grandkids come out here, and they enjoy playing in the back of it back there, playing in the backyard, but it's just more than I can cut these days. My wife, the weed eating is a big deal. My wife just can't handle it. She's had trouble with her shoulder now for a number of years, and so we just simply found this guy to do it. It's fine, but I'd like to have a pretty big deck out there almost. Let me let it drop out. Deck out there, there's maybe a couple of feet off the ground. As long as I didn't run in my drain field, and I thought about doing that, and that's always a possibility. But I don't know, I'm almost 70, so I'm not really sure if I want to do a lot of construction work done on it at my age, but I think something like that would be kind of nice, because I did grill out a good bit.
Well, the wife wanted one. I said, go ahead, and she got somebody to build it for us that goes to her son-in-law's church. And it was... wasn't cheap. We used the deck. Its floor is that composite stuff. You know, it's supposed to last, and so it was a little more expensive using that, but it ought to last for a while.
We got fused over with treated lumber. That's what this supposedly was, but we've had it, the deck had been on the house probably about, I imagine about 10 or 12 years before we took it off, and it just, they used screws, they nailed it together, and the boards were warping and that sort of thing. Like I said, it just sitting on bare ground, didn't even have, it's what if we walk out there and fall through the thing, but I think if I did it again, I'd use either some type of engineered wood for the structure part of it, and use composite decking on it. And that stuff lasts a long time, and you don't have to worry too much about it rotting, and don't have to paint it, so that's a big deal, too, with it. And I guess all they got to do is just clean it because of the humidity in the area.
My backyard's so steep, they actually put a door on the back of it, so it's like a little fort up under there, so the grandkids really like to go under there and play, and they have a good time when they come over.
I think if I ever redid the window in the back, and like I said, I took out the sliding glass door and put in two high efficiency windows in the back. I think if I ever did that again, I just don't. I'd probably make it the same level it was before, maybe, or have it a two-level one, but where I could leave my grill out there. But I hate leaving my grill outside. It doesn't rust or anything. It's aluminum, but I hate leaving it outside. But it sure is handy to get out of the, not have to pull the grill out of the garage and pull it out and sit it on something. And one of the areas that would be a great place to have one is my dang septic tank is there, so I can't build anything over the top of it. I'm kind of afraid to. Anything fairly permanent, but I think if I did it again, I'd enclose around it, because the kids could stand up in it, the grandkids could, if I could stand up in it, I think I might put an enclosure up under there or something, at least to keep the, something to be secure enough to keep the animals out anyway.
I can almost stand up in at the door there, but it's, it gets shorter, the ceiling or the headroom gets lower very fast as you walk uphill. But anyway, well, I'm sitting in a driveway here. I'm going to back this thing in and see what other kind of trouble I can get into. But anyway, you have a good afternoon, and stay cool, and we'll talk to you later, Jerry. 73s, I'll stick around for your final, Mrs. KB4CBA.
Good afternoon, KB4CBA, N4DJC clear, and you stay cool yourself. Be careful backing the Mustang in. 73.